Well, here we are, nearing the end of the Lenten season in Holy Week. Not even a week ago, we celebrated Palm Sunday as Jesus entered into Jerusalem with palm branches waving and people praising his name. We walked through moments where he predicted his death and his betrayal. We saw one of his friends of the past 3 years betray him for a bag full of coin. And then we saw him have a meal with his friends where he turned everything around, where he changed everyone's expectations of what that meal was then and what it would become in the future. And then he left that upper room and he went to a garden. There he called out to his father asking that this is inevitable reality that was coming would be taken away from him. And that is where we find ourselves now, on this day, on this Good Friday. On that dawn of that day, Judas, his friend, came with a mob. And they questioned him, and they brought before him with clubs and torches and swords. And it's here that Jesus asks a question in John 18. Who is it that you want? Jesus of Nazareth, they replied. I am he, Jesus said. And Judas the traitor was standing there with them. When Jesus said, I am he, they drew back and fell on the ground. Again, he asked them, who is it you want? Jesus of Nazareth, they said. Jesus answered, I told you that I am he. In this moment, Jesus was not only willingly giving himself up to this mob, he was affirming something that he had been saying all throughout his ministry. As a matter of fact, this was not the first time that Jesus had said these words in order to teach the people then and us now about the reality of who he was. Jesus said things such as, I am the door of the sheepfold. I am the vine. I am the resurrection and the life. But one of the most shocking, one of the most unbelievable things that Jesus ever said was in John 8:58, where Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. What he had said was not lost on the people then, though it might not strike us now as poignantly as it would them. Because after he said that, the people who were around him formed an angry mob, picking up rocks the size of loaves of bread to crush the life out of him. Then he escaped. But now, with those words, I am he, he was taken into custody. And from that place in the garden, he was taken to the house of the high priest, where an unfair trial, an illegal trial in which he was beaten and slapped and made fun of and persecuted. And all throughout that, when he was questioned and questioned and false witnesses came up to him, when he could have offered a little clarification, a little bit of change, the same words were said, I am he. And then as he was taken from there over to Pilate, and when he saw his friend Peter standing there before him, offering him a potential way out, just a misunderstanding, never knew the guy, you have it all wrong. But rather than deny who he was, who he knew himself to be, Jesus said again, I am he. And as he was taken to Pilate, Jesus could have said, no, I'm a friend of Rome. Don't you remember that time that I said, give to Caesar what is Caesar and give to God what is God? I've never been trying to overthrow the Roman government. You have it all wrong. And yet when Pilate asked him, "Are you a king?" Jesus said, "You have said so yourself. I am he." And when he was whipped, when a tool that was designed not just to cut, but to tear into flesh like a hoe in the ground, when pain and suffering and anguish was imparted on Jesus, he could have said, "No, stop." But he didn't. In his cries and in his anguish, he just said again and again and again, "I am he. I am he." When they pressed 3-inch thorns into his forehead and blood was dripping down into his eyes as they forced him to walk a road dragging a dusty plank through the ground, every step he took was saying, "I am he." When they put a sign on the cross that had "king" in quotation marks, Jesus didn't correct them. He simply said, "I am he." As his clothes were gambled away, and as he was nailed to that cross, he continued to say, "I am he." It is what he had been saying up until this point in every moment of his ministry, but also in moments before that, throughout all of the Old Testament. When God came to Abraham and promised him a son, Jesus was saying, "I am he." When appearing in the burning bush, telling Moses that he would lead God's chosen people out of Egypt, he was saying, "I am he." When he told Joshua to be strong and courageous, having 2 small feet to fill 2 big shoes of Moses, Jesus said, "I am he." As he stood amongst Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the flames, he said, "I am he." Over and over throughout the Old Testament, in story after story, God revealing himself to us as himself, saying, "I am he." Last night, we gathered here in this space to remember that dinner that Jesus had with his friends the night before his death. That was a meal that was instituted for the Israelites as they were going out of Egypt. And the key part of that meal was the sacrificial lamb, whose blood was spread over the doorpost of the Israelites' home in order that they would be passed over and that death would not come to them. And so what Jesus was saying throughout all of the Old Testament and throughout all of his ministry and leading up to the point is saying, "That's me. I am that sacrificial lamb whose blood will cover the doorsteps of your heart in order that death might pass over you, and I will be your sacrificial lamb." And so Jesus walked from the Garden of Eden to the cross saying, "I am he." He is our sacrificial lamb, and he has not wavered in saying he is that sacrifice through all of his suffering. And so, as he was loosened from the cross, as his body was packed with ointments and spices to hide the stench of death that was so clearly seen, as he was covered with a sheet that was now bloodied by his wounds that was all around him, and as he was buried in the ground, that final act affirmed what he had been saying over and over and over, "I am he. I am your sacrifice. I am who I am. I have died willingly for you. I am he." Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that you are here among us and you have offered yourself to us. We ask now that we would not look to other saviors who might come rescue us, but that we would look to the sacrificed lamb who bleeds for us. May we know that salvation today. In the name of Jesus, amen.